Next item, 485.
Authorize limited tax revenue bonds in an amount not to exceed $10.5 million to finance replacement of aging fueling system infrastructure at multiple locations across the city.
So, colleagues, this ordinance authorizes the issuance of up to $10.5 million of limited tax revenue bonds to finance the replacement of aging fueling stations at four locations in the city. I want to be clear, our fleet is moving towards electrification and non-carbon-based sources of fuel. However, many of our vehicles, particularly our larger vehicles, think fire trucks, large utilities and the like, still rely on these systems. Many of them are extremely antiquated and they are environmentally unsound as well as presenting potential safety hazards. The total estimated cost of replacements is currently $8.5 million. However, due to certain project risks, including the potential for the discovery of soil contamination at some of the sites, an additional $2 million is included in this authorization in the event that remediation is required. We expect to initially fund project costs through a line of credit upon determination of the final costs of the project, and that's expected by July 2020. We expect to issue long-term limited tax revenue bonds to provide permanent financing. While the bonds will be full faith and credit obligations of the city, debt service will be paid through charges to city fleet customers based on their fuel usage. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Hopefully I got that right.
You got it exactly
good.
Right.
Glad to hear it.
Eric Johansson, City Debt Manager, BRFS. I really have nothing to add to that. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Colleagues, any questions? Any public testimony on this item?
No one said
this
that.
Is a non-emergency reading. Excuse me. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Robert's still laughing.